Hey, you guys, RS Cole here with
Shadow Soul.
We are back with another casual cosmic conversation, of course. So let's go ahead and get into the topic. We're going to go ahead and get it popping. Y'all already know how we are. We ain't got no sense. So don't try to monitor us. Monitor your kids.
That part.
Your free will is messing with you. And it's people are so influenced, so easily influenced, that it's a lack of teachers. And they don't really put people on the platform that are like are real teachers. They put like a lot of gimmicks out there, a lot of people that got gimmicks. So it was like, oh, she got a million followers. She got a good gimmick. So I'm going to listen to every word she say. But it's another person that's a real practitioner, a real person that studies what they preach, probably got 10,000 followers. But you're not going to listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to listen to him. You're not going to listen to their guy. It's all about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying you think that's deliberate so that people don't have access to the real understanding of self. Because once people understand self, then they can't be controlled.
Then they can't be controlled. Exactly.
Exactly. They only allow some of my videos to go viral.
That part.
And like, oh, and then I just went back. They mute. They go in and just mute mine.
Yeah,
they don't even give me notifications anymore.
That's what I put up. That's why I put that video up, because they've been muting my videos, taking down my videos, telling me that I'm violating policy. Like, how am I violating policy by telling people to tap out of what people are telling you to do? Another thing I feel that people go to spiritualists and readers and diviners and things like that for is because they're lazy and they don't want to do the work. They're not.
What about also, to keep it real, God or whatever, or life in general, already gave you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You just tried to
and you don't want
somebody
it.
To tell you something different.
Something different.
Your ego won't accept the fact that the storyline you've constructed is not the storyline that's meant to happen.
Exactly.
So you're looking for somebody to tell you. You're not really in it for knowledge yourself.
Yeah.
You're not in for knowledge yourself that will lead and open the doorway to empowerment. You just want to be told whatever your ego is telling
is
you
wanting to,
has to be the way that this shit unfolds. You feel me?
Yeah.
You're telling me I want a fragment of what I want it to be.
Exactly.
Whatever is true was being presented to me. I don't agree with that. So I got to look for something that's more aligned to my bullshit.
Exactly. Because you can't handle the truth. You're not ready to look at that reflection mirror for you to heal yourself, for you to go internal, for you to actually understand who you are. You're not ready for that. So what do? You go and you search for person after person after person after person that's going to tell you what you want to hear, to give you a little bit of piece of a hope for you to cling on to the bullshit that was never supposed to be a part of your reality in the first place.
That's right. And you're going to attract them too. You want somebody to tell you what you want to hear? It's so many of them that say, oh, the card said he coming back. What? He his wife and two kids.
Yeah, he about to leave them. They about to get divorced and he about to come to you, child. Baby, listen. Ooh, girl, listen. Hold on. Wait. Look, listen. This is what you got to do. Cash at me another $15, right? And I'm going to give you the time frame that they going to come back.
And you going to meet them too. They out there. Left and right. Not meanwhile, not asking you to self-reflect and say, how much time have I devoted to waiting for this man to deliver on what he's been telling me?
Boom.
He's been saying, I'm unhappy in this marriage and I'm going to leave this marriage. He's been saying that and he told me, you know, within the last 2 years, and but this and that happened. Okay, or better yet, why am I attracted to unavailable people? Why, do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's no self-introspective work being done. Every practitioner, I don't care if they're terrible, they should be assisting you
to do internal work.
With self. I'm not saying you shouldn't care about your prospective lover or whatever, but you are the main character in your story.
Like, how am I benefiting you? How am I helping you? Or am I literally causing more suffering? Or giving you the answers instead of telling you, like, the answers lie here. You need to worry about yourself. You're there projecting. You're trying to manifest something that's not for you.
If it was meant to happen, nobody could stop it. And if it's not meant to happen, it ain't no reader alive that can make it go down. So you might as well get some sleep at night.
Nothing. It's not divine. It's not going to last. It's not supposed to. And if you try to spiritually do it, it's going to self-destruct and blow up in your face. It might cause a mentality.
I mean, but remember.
You talking about baneful magic?
But think about what we were talking about, too. You continue to try to perpetuate these realities and you break your own heart. But then you want to blame somebody else for your heart being broken when it's you breaking your own heart.
Not seeing, though, like, not seeing your role in, it's not saying that the other person, getting them off the hook for whatever they doing in the story. Yeah, they might be lying. They might be playing games. Yeah, they're doing whatever they're doing. But you still wake up every day with you. You still are in your body having your experience. You have to be responsible for you despite what that person is doing. You know what I mean? And I feel like there have even been times, see, that's the difference, I would say, between the psychic readings, the intuitive readings, and like astrology, as I do it. I can't say how everybody does what they do, but I'm literally reading the placements of where the planets were when you were born. Mm-hmm. I didn't put them there. That's where they were from day
it
one.
Happened. Right. It happened. And one thing people need to really understand is planetary hour, right? Like, y'all have to realize that planetary hour is important. So don't come over here talking about, oh, I got his birthday. I want to match up our birth charts. Huh?
I mean, if that's the
synastry
and composite charts. A synastry chart is synastry is an astrological word that means compatibility.
Mm-hmm. And that's so what we talk about, compatibility versus suitability. So she's right on point, y'all. Compatibility versus suitability. I'm sorry, baby, speak on it.
Yeah, and you people, you know, everything in life has a chart. Everything born into existence has a chart because the planets were somewhere when that thing was born. It could be a pet. It could be the day you open your restaurant. Like, what's the chart for the first day that my business opens? Yeah, there's a chart for that. Anything on a calendar that happens in existence has a chart because the planets were somewhere on that day. So if you want to know, you know, well, should such and such and I go into business? Like somewhere, I don't know your chart, and I don't know your chart, and y'all don't know mine, but somewhere in all of our charts, this conversation can be pinpointed, whether it lines up with the transits that are happening right now. Like, there's nothing that will happen where the energy cannot be used to confirm what's happening. Like, you could look at everything. Like, your kids chose you, and you're in their chart, and they're in yours. Your parents. So when people are like, this is my soulmate, yeah, that's true. Your soul and their soul had some type of agreement. There's different types of agreements, though. You know what I mean? Some is like different levels of reason. Some of it is a lifetime. Some of it, again, is a moment in time. Mm-hmm. And neither one is right or wrong. Right. And the reality is like, so a lot of times people tell me, well, I think that me and this person, you know, we can't leave each other alone. Da, 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 da. Okay, fine. There's the composite chart. Let me not confuse y'all.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. We get you.
A composite chart is when you take one person's chart and another person's chart and you calculate the midpoints. So your sun, their sun, the midpoint. That's the composite sun. Your Venus, their Venus, the midpoint between those two pieces, two Venuses, that's the composite Venus. A composite chart shows why you and that person came together. If, for whatever reason, the composite north node in that chart is in Leo. Leo is a sign of love. So if I look at two people, to a couple, their composite chart, and I'm like, oh, they have a north node in Leo and Venus in Leo in this chart. You guys, this is a love relationship. Clearly, love. Leo is love. But if the North Node is in Scorpio, I have to tell people, the composite North Node is in Scorpio. You guys came to teach each other what it means to let go.
Mm. Mm. Say it again.
And I will mix it up.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. It all happens.
I want you to, because it's in my bio. It's in her bio too. Yes. Go to the podcast and listen to like the first hour of this conversation. You're going to be like.
Mm. And even the one, what is it? Yeah. What was the, not the very last one, but the one prior to that?
The synastry chart?
No, the conversation that we had when we were telling people that they needed to pull charts before they just try to gung-ho and be in these relationships and be in these marriages with people and wondering why they were, you know, compatible at one point and no longer compatible now.
I have a saying, no chart, no start.
Say it again. Say it again.
No chart, no start.
No chart, no start.
That you won't. You won't go on and have the experience with this person. I mean, if it was meant for whatever to happen between y'all, that's just what it was going to be. You're just mm-hmm. knowledgeable. You're just knowledgeable now. Like, I just know. Like, I know you put Venus in my eighth house. So after we have sex, you're going to become controlling, or I'm going to become controlling and possessive. I put Venus in your eighth house, or you put Pluto in my fifth house. Like, this is in the energy. It's in the energy. It's not like, you know, and then there's some people where no matter, I mean, like, for whatever reason, like, after you have sex, it's not going to go beyond a friendship mm-hmm. because, you know, that's just who you are to each other. Like, you put maybe a stellium in the 11th house. 11th house is house of friends. You know what I mean? And it's also the house of detachment. So there's, you know, you guys have a detached kind of, like, there's just... The charts will always reveal the nature of the connection and the relationship between you and whoever. And I always tell people, like, you know, it's not, there's no such thing as a good chart and a bad chart. This is what you chose, you know, it's like, it's what you chose. Like, it's not, oh, if I only... had Jupiter in the second house, like you said, I, you know, then I wouldn't have these issues. Yeah, but you would be a whole different person. Because that would change
telling
everything.
Me the charts.
Right.
You're telling me the charts is the ending of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Because we attach ourselves to these ideas or these situations because we don't understand why it's happening in the first place. So we have the information on, oh, this is probably going to happen, or this possibility that's going to happen, or this was already aligned in the stars. I know how to detach from the situation because it's already been told to me. It's not a surprise.
Exactly. Exactly.
Somebody said, wait, what? We choose?
Oh, I'm not... You choose what, my love? I'm sorry. Because I know you said, what do I need? The other person's birthday, right? And I said, but you're going to need their birthday, location, and time of birth.
Yeah, and that's if important. You don't have the time and you just have the day and the year, like, and the location, there's a whole process. Like, when people don't have their birth time, because there was a deliberate movement in these hospitals not to write birth times down on these birth certificates, and that wasn't an accident, you know?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Their birth chart is, like, you know, the white man's replication of astrology. They're like, we're going to tell you what you are. Mm-hmm. You're not going to learn it from passed out knowledge, because this knowledge isn't on this platform like you think it is. Like, there's a lot of phonies, there's a lot of misleading information. So when you finally have a real conversation or something that really connects to your spirit, like talking to a real guy, the energy is undeniable. Like, you probably just feel it in your fingertips. Like, no, this is who I'm supposed to be listening to. This is who I'm supposed to be talking to.
That's true too. Let me say that, like, there's some tarot readers, just based on their energy and their persona, I tune into what they're saying, and whatever message they're delivering, it resonates, and it's speaking to something that I'm experiencing at the time or something that I have experienced, but that's because there was a resonance with that person. Mm-hmm. So I do agree with you. You should choose tarot readers, or anyone for that matter. Shit, your fucking primary doctor. You should choose everybody based on the energy.
Right. You have to be drawn to them. You have to have that type of, you know, connection. Like, there is no way that I would ever go to somebody that I don't trust or I'm a side eye to go ahead and pull my energy. It's just not going to happen. Because another thing you have to realize too is that it can be extremely manipulative. And the reason why I say it can be extremely manipulative is because you can go to somebody who can pull your cards, right? And your cards can come out phenomenal. You can have abundance and blessings and all kind of things coming out. But what they're going to end up telling you, they're going to reverse that card and be like, oh no, you got detriment. You got this, you got that. And then you get so hyper-focused on that detriment. You just keep thinking about it, keep thinking about it, keep thinking about it, keep thinking about it, and be like, shit, everything's going to go wrong. You, and then it go wrong. But at the same token, at some point, you're going to get back into alignment. But literally allowing people to pull your energy is allowing them into your head. That's just the same thing as like if you take a shroom trip. If you're taking a shroom trip with somebody, you got to make sure that you can trust them in your fucking head. And I got that from you. You know what I'm saying? You have to make sure that you can trust that person in your head. And a lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize that.
Yeah, you can't put yourself out there.
And control your thoughts. No, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
No, I was disagreeing with y'all. Like, you shouldn't even want to share your energy with a random person that you're not getting a read on. You know what I mean? Like, you're not picking up a vibe. Like, mm-hmm. why would you even put them in your auric field?
Yeah, jumping from reader to reader is dangerous. It is very dangerous.
Like we talk about boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, it's serious. It's like people have gifts and people can manipulate your energy and literally have you on a spiral that energy don't even belong to you. But you trust in people with a spiritual guidance. That's really deep to me. You don't go to anybody to do your nails. You don't do it.
Show
to any barber. You don't go to just anybody that has sex with, oh, I would hope not, but you're real selective of how you share your energy. So why wouldn't you do the same with your spirituality?
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
That's just like, facts. If you had a purebred dog, you ain't gonna go breed it with a mutt. You gonna keep that dog purebred. You gonna see who you going to. You gonna want to see papers. Where's your AKC papers at? I'm not just gonna breed my dog with your dog because you say it's a pit bull. Where's your papers?
And allowing people to control your reality.
Exactly.
You're not taking the time to do the inner work. You're looking for answers to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
everybody has the ability to control a piece of your reality. That's a lot of power to give to people.
It is.
And a lot of people's energy is everywhere and don't even know how to call it back.
Right. You're right, my Gemini. It's true, but that's why I spoke on earlier of people being lazy, people wanting just the blueprint. They just want a shortcut. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to learn. They don't want to study. They don't want to go inside. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying, do the extras that it takes to really be able to do what they need to do. But again, I'm gonna be honest. I said it once and I'll say it again. Everybody's gift is not tarot. I don't care how good you can read a book. I don't care how good you've studied them. A lot of times it's not your gift. I'll be honest with you. I never in a million years would have thought that I would have been doing divination. Never. When I tell you, people be like, oh, nope, hell no. It don't resonate with me. It ain't me. It ain't. But I had to also understand that it was the placement of where I was in life. I still did not connect with that part of me because that wasn't the version of me that needed it at that time. When I finally reached that elevation and reached that version of me, the moment that I touched the deck of cards and I started vibrating, I was like, okay, let me see what's going on here. And the person next to me touched me and was like, I can feel your skin pulsing. And after that, I've been dragging people for filth ever since. But that's besides the point.
Triggering people every damn day.
Every day. And it's not on purpose. But at the same token, my sole purpose is to help you heal. It's to help you grow. I'm always going to tell you that you're going to have to take a step back. You're going to need to cleanse yourself up, cleanse your energy, cleanse your space that's around you. And you really need to start doing a lot of inner work to understand whom it is that you are supposed to be. You got to do that inner work.
How about the answers? Because that's what this is all about, yeah. Going to tarot readers, or it's about getting answers, right? Because mm-hmm. you claim you don't got a lot of questions, but you don't got a lot of answers. How about the answers, I believe, are everywhere?
They are. But that's that work. Like,
how about synchronicity happens more frequently and more intensely in my opinion, the more you raise the vibration, right?
Yes.
So you like, should I do such and such or go? All right, I'm thinking I have the option to take a trip to Philadelphia, but I don't know if I should go, whatever, whatever. So you're driving on a highway and you see a billboard that says Chaka Khan performing next week in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Or like, or you turn on the TV and they start, there's a, you know, they Netflix is showing the movie Philadelphia with Tom Hanks. You got your answer like two times already today. You feel me? But if you're not in tune like that, right, if you're not aware, you're just kind of on autopilot, you're just kind of a drone.
Yeah, if you plugged.
Robotic autopilot life, you're missing answers that left come at right. you through animals, nature, signs, symbols, numbers.
Yes.
The answers never evade you because the universe does not want you to be ignorant on anything. I feel the universe conspires for your empowerment. I believe that. Okay. But depending on where your state of consciousness is, like somebody needed an answer to something tonight and they clicked on this live.
Mm-hmm. It popped
up. And that answer came through one of y'all. Through something you read in the chat, you always gonna get what you need
exactly
at all times. So this whole I'm clueless, I don't know what's going on, where's the answers? Let me ask her, where's the answers? Let me ask him, where's the answers? You exactly
just look stop around. Listen.
Just be quiet, be silent.
That's you what people have a problem with, is being quiet, being silent. Sitting with themselves. Too many people don't want to sit with themselves because in the reality of it, they're not going to like themselves. And they're not really to face that truth. They're not ready.
I can't sit in silence. You can't sit in silence.
Yeah. If you can't sit in silence, if you can't detach.
Noise all the time.
Right. If you can't just detach completely, entirely from the world, plug out, that's a problem.
Or your frequency is just too low. Like, some people, their vibration is just low. And they miss a lot because they miss, you know what I mean? The planet itself, the frequency of the planet has been elevating, like, consistently for a while, but it's going up. We know this. The Schumann resonance, it's the vibration of the planet is moving up. So because you are an occupant of the planet, like you're renting space here, it's not a given, you know what I mean, that you got to be here. You know what I'm saying? The planet is going to continue to exist long after we're not in the physical. So we're occupying space here. You have to be a resonator with the planet.
Get your ass in the sun. Hug a tree. Shit.
Yeah, you got to resonate with the planet. The planet can evict you. That's your landlord. Like, you're not energetically on par with where the planet is going. So that's why it looks like there's a purge that's taking place. What do y'all think about that?
I agree. Me and him, literally, that's what we've been calling it. The Thanos snap is boom. Time to reset. It's time to reset. Like I tell you that you are confirming everything that we have been talking about for months. For months we've been saying these things. And you came in and you are confirming every single thing on the head.
And she did it with astrology.
With astrology. I promise if you were to go back and just listen to a fraction of our podcast from this season, you would be like, wow, I was just talking about that. Wow, we were just saying that. Wow, we literally have been trying to lay this out. Right, she wrapped up the whole season, like the things that we've been telling y'all. And that's like, she already went into the expectations versus, you know what I'm saying, like your preferences. It's written, all that don't matter.
Literally, I already told you it was already written.
It don't matter.
Now you're still searching for these questions. I was like,
your preferences versus your needs and your wants.
You don't want the answer like you think you do.
Exactly.
Because if you did, you'll get, when you receive the answer or the truth, you'll accept it.
So I have another question for you, because it goes to the last portion of what we were going to talk about, which is experiences versus lessons, right? So in your opinion, if we can, you know, of course, wrap that in a nice, beautiful, lovely bow, because people like pretty shit for some reason, even though the words are ugly, it's in a bow, so it makes it pretty, right? When it comes to the experiences versus lessons, would you be able to highlight or to even go into people that come into your life as a lesson and how to detach from that lesson? Because sometimes people be like, oh, he hurt me, he beat me over the top of my head, oh, she cut me, but we gonna be together.
You mean how you can move on after that lesson has been so-called completed?
Yes.
As opposed to being fixated on extending it?
Yes.
Well, that would be detachment. Mm-hmm. And people confuse detachment with apathy. Detaching doesn't mean you don't care. You can absolutely care about someone and be detached, right? Because what people often experience with these lessons is you were invested in a particular outcome. For those people who study the art of detachment, and all of you people who are Aquariuses and have Aquarius prevalent in your chart, Aquarius is the sign of detachment, right? And as you know, with the Bible, you know, we talk about being a water bearer. That's all Aquarius, because it's not a water sign, it's an air sign. But the symbol for Aquarius is the water bearer. So the water bearer is basically disseminating, sharing, giving out knowledge, awareness. That's what it is. Aquarius, it's a sign of the collective. You know, we're in the age of Aquarius, which is knowledge. Aquarius is knowledge, it's freedom, it's detachment. It's a lot of things. There's millions of keywords for every planet sign and house. Yes. But to answer your question about detaching, you have to divest from your attachment to the outcome that you were fixated on. Once you divest from your attachment to this outcome that you were, like I said, fixated on, you're like, this is the only way this story can play out. Once you do that, what people don't understand is that you were zeroed in on one possibility. But there is a universe of possibilities.
Multiverse is a thing.
Exactly. So I'm not insensitive to people who have difficulty letting go of an idea, a plan, a lover, an experience. I'm not saying you're wrong or you're weak because you're struggling with that.
Right.
I mean, there was something, like you said, the word lesson, there was something for you to extract from that experience. But, and there's no right time frame. Some people are over something in a week. Some people are still crying about the same person 6 years later.
Some people are Thanos. Some people be like, Thanos, reset.
Don't beat yourself up. And don't be like, well, I'm more evolved than this. I'm not supposed to be fixated on Sheila for 3 years straight. Like, no, like, if that's where the lesson is, and that's the contract that you and Sheila had, you know, y'all got Venus conjunct Saturn in the center street. Venus is relationships, Saturn is contracts and long-term agreements. I don't know. That's a, like, I don't know. Like, again, I look at the data to try to confirm what the relationship is between people. But don't beat yourself up. Go through it. You know, there's a book that I read years ago called Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. It was a bestseller. And the concept behind the book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, means that if you cry about it 50 times, if you let the pain surge through your body, if you just allow yourself to have the full experience of the regret, the guilt or whatever, at some point, it's going to run itself, it's going to run its course. At some point, like, think about something you cried about, the one incident in your life you cried about, and you don't cry about it no more. At some point, there was a last day that those tears stopped. The point of the book is that if you allow the experience to complete itself, it will eventually fade into memories because you allowed it to happen. But when you are fighting the crime, when you're avoiding the pain, when you're denying the hurt, that's when it keeps surfacing, and that's when you get triggered. Because I looked and I saw it, she posted that picture, and I got triggered because she's, and the caption said, "You will never find another beat." And I got triggered when I
said, I'm telling you.
Instead of allowing it to become a memory, you keep making it replay into your reality.
Right.
Yes.
Over and over again, probably another person, another experience, the same lesson, another person, because you still choose to refuse to learn the lesson. So it's a repeated one. And now you wonder why every retrograde kicking your ass.
The epitome of feel your feelings, but do not live in them.
Allow them to surface and do whatever they do. I mean, as I have what they call a grand water trine in my chart, meaning I have all three water signs in my chart. I have Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. So I'm going to tell you to feel. I'm not going to tell you not to feel. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you to feel because I feel like that's destructive when you deny that your feelings are what they are. I'm not saying if you feel like knocking on your ex door and blowing her brains out because you can't get over that, you know, the cheating or whatever. I'm not telling you to do that. But I'm saying that sit with your feelings. If you can't sit with your feelings comfortably or it's too overwhelming, go to someone else. As my day job, I'm a guidance counselor, right? So I'm kind of an advocate for therapy too. And I know people, I'm not saying every therapist or mental health practitioner is the right one for you. You know, just like we said with anybody else, you got to pick and choose, right? Mm-hmm. But go to therapy and have somebody assist you with how you struggle with those emotions. And go to therapy. If you're not able to rely on your own strength, because sometimes that's the place people have to get to as well. Admitting, I can't do this by myself. I don't know how to not be pissed off. I don't know how not to cry about this. I don't know how not to feel like a failure. Go to someone else. There's group therapy, you know, where you will be in a room of six people and you'll be talking to five other people that have been through exactly what you've been through, except it was 10 times worse. And you're like, damn, I thought my shit was bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
You speak it, no, that's true.
I'm saying that there's options, but I'm going to be real with you. And this is going to sound generic, and I don't want to, you know, give you the generic self-help talk, but one of the best, I think, most empowering strategies that you can employ in the effort to heal is to become emphatically, unapologetically in love with yourself.
That part.
All the places that you want to go on, I got this place, I want to go on a map, I want to visit that, I want to do it. Ooh, I want to wear those. I want to go shopping and get that for my wardrobe. Buy it. Become so enthralled with self.
Yes.
That's, I know people like, well, because in society, we were gaslighted in believing that, well, if you're really, really enamored with self, you're a fucking narc.
Right.
Or and not necessarily. Right.
Or you selfish. No.
Be selfish. Be like, start radical. Practice radical selfishness. And I mean that in a constructive way, not to where you're violating other people and stepping on other people's toes and being like lack of concern for other and empathy. I'm not saying that. That's narcish. Lack of concern and violating other people to see other people fall and fold. That's snark. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the way that you loved this person, and that's not to say they didn't have those qualities that you genuinely love, but the way you love them, you're going to have to find all the reasons why you should be giving that same love to yourself. Because when we fall in love with other people, what are we falling in love with? What they reflected back to us, that we, I believe this, that we, what we love about ourselves, that we saw mirrored back in that person, or what we felt like we lacked, that they had, that we became enamored with. But nonetheless, I feel like it gets so complicated, and I hate sounding insensitive, because I know it is possible. Like, some people can't move beyond the investment on an emotional and mental level that they had in another person. But I feel like it's life telling you, when you attract those experiences, it's life telling you where you were not giving that to self. When it's unhealthy, though. I'm saying when it's unhealthy, not if you love someone and the experience is rewarding and it's fortifying you on every level. I'm talking about when it's destructive. And for some reason, you cannot sever that investment or connection. And again, like, it's, and I don't know if it's good or bad, it's karmic. Not good or bad karma, just karma. Like, it's karmic. Like, right? Like, after, think about all the love experiences that we had, and we're not the same person after those relationships. Like, those relationships changed us on every level. That's karma. Like, we had to go through it. But I always tell people, like, my children are all adults. I don't have any minors. I'm not picking anyone up from after school programs. My youngest son is a sophomore in college. Okay, and my oldest son has a family, so, like, married. So I don't have any small children. But I always tell people who have small children, train your kids or teach them now. No one that you will ever love will be more important than you, than your freedom, your sanity, your balance, your sense of well-being on every level, holistically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially. No one. If you walk in that room and your wife is in bed with another man, you do not go grab a Glock and now your kids are without a father because you're in jail. They're without a mother because you killed her. No, no one is worth that. Let her have that experience. And you decide what you want to do from there, whether you walk out, because that's one woman. There's 6 million other women you have not met.
Many, you read my book, that's the whole scene of my book.
Right. But how many people are in jail right now? How many people are in the graveyard right now because of some attachment or investment they had to some situation? There's some man in jail right now that's like, I'm sitting in this cell because I flipped out over what was happening with that woman. And now this situation is blocking me from having relationships with countless other women.
One woman put you in the dirt forever.
Like, bro.
That's some strong.
This is some strong.
But people in this society, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Like, that is a thing, because we all grew up on soap operas and reality shows and love songs and R&B hooks that talk about, you know what I'm saying? Tony Braxton, I Can't Breathe Again. Whatever it is, you remind me of my Jeep. I don't know, we grew up on that. So
preferences that you built.
Society has been training you through music and entertainment and film to not love you first.
Yes.
So train your kids. I don't care about that crush you got on him.
At all.
I don't care about how much you love her. I don't care about, at some point, they will never be worth you losing life, freedom, health, and well-being. Let anybody go. Train your kids now. I'm a guidance counselor. I have not tell you the sixth graders, seventh graders, fifth graders are coming talking about he's cheating on me. What?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I keep telling. Listen.
Yeah. That's what they hear. That's what's being taught. That's what's being pushed. Yep.
That is there. Exactly.
That's being pushed. So, yeah, it's affecting them.
And we were literally talking about the things that you are surrounded by, the music that you listen to, your everyday encounters will shape your preferences and the things that you go after. Erase them fucking preferences.
Programming you.
Yeah, your diet is not just the food on your plate. It's the music coming through your speakers. It's what you're watching, what you're listening to.
Everything. You tune yourself to.
So you're being programmed, as they say, you know, television program. You're being programmed subliminally, constantly. Unless, you know, I feel like if you raise your frequency high enough, like some of these things just don't.
They don't matter.
It don't faze you. But certain people could listen to this conversation and understand what we're saying. The other people just, they lost or they tune out because, like, this is not on my frequency.
Yeah.
I'm not on that.
Or they're in ego.
Healing. I'm not on this healing journey bullshit. Yeah. And shit they talking about. Fuck that. That nigga mine, you all gonna be mine for the rest of my life, and that's what I see.
Exactly. They on that ego trip. Okay. Do your thing, baby.
Let me know how long that works out for you.
Do your thing, baby. Continue to be a teacher.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here. I know I'm older than both of you guys. And it took me years to get to a place where you cannot phase me. If I walk in and you have another woman, you know, laying on the couch or whatever, and I'm like, I'll be like, well, I guess she plays a role in his story.
Yeah, you made a choice for your life.
I want to continue my role in the story. That's my choice. Or whether or not I want to exit stage left or whatever. But I'm not stressing myself out. I'm not losing hair, sleep, weight, or nothing over no other person. That's just a fact. Now, again, I'm a seasoned adult. You become an adult in astrology when you cross 28. I know in the man-made world, you're an adult at 18, but in astrology, when you have your Saturn return, that's when you become an adult. You cross the threshold into adulthood. I had a Saturn return years ago, okay? So I'm supportive and understanding. I know how you go through different phases in different chapters of your adulthood, and I get that. I'm what they call an empty nester. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know about that.
I'm almost. My oldest just turned 18. I'm almost there.
And then, of course, he or she is going to be able to come back in when they feel like it. You're not going to just put them out.
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have him build, have him save, and I told him whenever you feel that you are ready, then you venture out into the world. So if you don't feel that you are ready for the world, regardless of what I have taught you, the things that I have instilled in you, if you're just like, Mom, I'm not ready, then I am definitely not going to be like, yeah, you gotta go. Nah. I mean, if I do, I'm gonna send you to your daddy, but you know, you gonna have some parental guidance.
Absolutely. So the empty nester phase for me is like, going to Miami for 3 days and I go, I'm good. Like, I don't have to babysit anymore. I'm in a different phase. What I'm saying is that be conscious of the phase of your life you're in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I just happen to be in this phase where there is a radical freedom that I'm enjoying after years of being in child support court and family court and dealing with, you know, years of that type of stuff. And so not having to deal with that anymore is like, now to be stressed out about mundane shit, it just doesn't match my frequency. Does that make sense?
That does. Yes, it does. Perfectly.
Speaking like my experience, because like you just described not allowing people to trigger you. Mm-hmm. But that means no one can control your emotions and control your reality.
I'm gonna be honest too, and I know you guys probably talked about this on one of your podcasts. I observed that, okay, sexual discretion, right? Not necessarily celibacy, because I'm advocating for that. But I've learned, like, I noticed that containing my power increased my magnetism to a degree where I became more magnetic to opportunity, currency, like actual, you know, fiat currency, like, but currency overall, like worth as in currency. Because people don't understand, to bring astrology into it real quick, that Taurus and Scorpio, Taurus being money, resources, value, your self-worth, and Scorpio being other people's money values, the opposites. But that is the sex value axis. So your level of self-value, it is directly related to not only your sexual prowess, but who you have sex with can actually affect your bank account.
Thank you. Yes.
Who you don't have sex with, but who you do have sex with is related to your actual money and currency. Your worth.
I give you a prime example. I would give you a prime example, and I don't care. I had sex with someone that was like on a darker energy, and as soon as I left that experience, $3,700 was removed from my bank account. Someone just magically, IRS just like, oh, you owe this money, boop. I was like, came out of left field. First of all, the tax was already cooking out my income tax already, so I didn't know I even owed any more taxes. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? And you just said that, and I'm just like, damn.
I'm not saying that I'm not advocating for celibacy or sex. Either you kind of got to use your own judgment on that, but I will say this. When you hold that currency, sometimes, like, you become very powerful.
Yes.
Very powerful. Like, don't get it twisted. Just like you said, you could sleep with a certain person and value starts leaving your life. You could sleep with somebody and value comes and you sleep with the right woman. Life. That's like money in the bank. And the right man. And if you don't have the right woman, right man, sleeping with nobody and just containing that energy can almost be better than sleeping with, it definitely is better than sleeping with the wrong person. And I'm talking about just by you being a powerful being yourself. We're right. Electromagnetic beings.
Right, something gets
exchanged every time there's sex that happens between people. Energy comes and goes. Men are electric, we're magnetic, we're giving. So ladies, you sleep with the wrong dude, he pulls on your energy. Next thing you know, this nigga's getting money and you broke. You're like, what happened? Did y'all talk about this on the podcast?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. She running it back.
I'm like, I want her to go through the fight and just break everything
right.
down.
Break everything. Because like, at this point, she just wrapped it up in a bow. Everything that we've been talking about, everything that we've been telling y'all, everything that we've been trying to get you guys to understand, even when people was telling us that we crazy, even when people was just like, oh, you just don't like.
Come on now. Don't do that.
All of us can be lying. Yeah. Oh, listen, people hate us. People hate us, honey. People do not like us. And what's crazy, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, and you probably have because you're a professional. You know, me and him have the same chart, same houses, same placements, same. You see, copy, paste.
Wow.
Copy, paste. Same houses, same signs. Everything.
Wait a minute, hold up. All three of us have the sun in Cancer?
Yes. No. My sun is Capricorn. My ascending is Cancer.
Oh, so you're a Cancer rising. Your first house Cancer. Okay. We have the sun in Cancer. Our sun is in first house of Soul Chart, and you're a Cancer ascendant in natal. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Welcome to the clan party.
I'm a part of the cool kids club.
It's a little bit.
So now I will tell you guys, Jupiter is going back into Aries. It was retrograde. It was in Pisces. That's done. It's going back into Aries. And I'm saying this to y'all because as Cancer risings and Cancer suns, Jupiter will go in your 10th house. Your career is about to go to levels that, or just your public persona, career, what you do in the professional sector of your life and the public is going to greater levels. Just so you know, I'm just putting that out there to you so you know that over the next couple months.
You ready to rise up? I mean, we got the same houses, same everything. We look, you ready? Let's go. Love it. Yes. Love that. Thank you for that. That was confirmation because I think we was talking about that too. So thank you.
Expect everything that comes with it too, you know? Everybody ain't gonna clap for you, but who cares?
We know that. They don't clap for us now, baby. They just be like,
There they go again. I'm at that point, I'm like, you gonna catch it later. You might be 3 years, but you'll catch it later.
If it ain't now, it's gonna be at some point. So it doesn't matter. It's still gonna circle back. So, man. Yeah. Love it. I'm gonna have to follow her.
We get a lot of hate anyway.
There we go. I'm trying to follow you. There we go. Okay, there we go. I just followed you. Because I'm like, I gotta follow her. Because the way she just wrapped everything up that we over here talking about in a pretty little bow. Pretty little bow.
Yeah, I'm definitely following. Still learning TikTok, I'm not gonna lie. I was still learning it. Like, I don't like these things, these icons on the screen and stuff. I'm still learning. Like, I've been on the gram. I was on the gram, you know, I'm still on the gram. I was more of a gram person, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't go live when people talk about, oh, at the time of the end of the year, they had those corny conversations. What was some of your highlights of 2022? I'm on front.
I ain't doing that shit.
TikTok. I'm like really grateful for TikTok because I love the transparency. Mm-hmm. I love the commit. Well, hashtag spiritual TikTok. You know what I mean? I'm not in these other niches or whatever, but like it's just a level of commitment to information and community I'm like, ooh, the gram can't really fuck with that. Like,
yes.
It can't at all.
Yeah, but
as soon as I came across your page, I'm like, oh, this is somebody I can learn from. Mm-hmm. I don't think I even finished listening to the rest of your video. Like, I don't even remember, but you was talking about somebody in their astrology chart. And I was just like, I ain't never heard nobody break this shit down like this.
I felt the same way. Like, you always come on my 40 page, and I was like, I like how he don't give a fuck what these people think. Because you know what, the whole Kanye debacle? It was you and Cosmic Paradox. You know Cosmic Paradox, right? Rakia. Here's the crazy thing. I know her since Facebook, but didn't know her name was Cosmic. Like, I didn't make you know, people have different names on different platforms.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But she's Rakia on Facebook like years ago. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, duh, made the connection. But y'all talked about just this whole identity thing.
Yeah.
With validated people and how the Kanye situation. And then, you know, I was like, yeah, this is priceless.
Yeah, I'm still shadow banned, so I'm not gonna be on nobody for you page for a while because I'm still shadow banned.
Why?
Well, I kind of triggered the Christians, so yeah.
Wait, what you told them? Hell doesn't exist or something?
Well, I mean, they were talking about different verses and different things in the Bible. And I made it very clear. I was like, you got to realize I made like a little skit that was talking about demons, you know, how your perception or your persona of demons is false. And also when, you know, they try to be these hardcore Christians talking about, oh, my family, my grandma, my this has gone on to be with the Lord. But the Bible clearly tells you that the dead don't praise the Lord. So what you talking about? So it's just like debunking and giving their information back to them. but now you have to make it make sense. Now it's time for you to show and prove. You continue to tell us spiritualists that crystals are evil and it's this and it's that and it's this and it's that. But when resin and crystals and everything else was used in your Bible, but we're evil. That's interesting. Let's go to, you know, a lot of people, Psalms has people in a chokehold, but I beckon people to venture outside of Psalms. Get yourself into Ecclesiastes, get yourself into Exodus. You know, and so when I was speaking on it, oh baby, they was mad. And especially the fact that I did a skit about it, so it made it funny. Oh, they was real pissed. I've been shadow banned ever since. I think I've had one video. Oh, I was definitely reported. I was reported. A lot of my videos have been taken down. A lot of them, they just remove sound. Even when there's had no music, they've removed sound telling me that I violated policy and all kind of stuff. Like, they have came from, like, it got to the point where I'm like, I'm just not even going to post on here anymore. And when I stop posting for between 7 and 14 days, they start to push my old content. TikTok automatically starts to push my old content. So there was one video that I've had ever since then that actually went viral, and that was the video about the morgue. The one when it was the mortician talking off of the Midnight Gospel. That's it. That's all they gave me. Other than that, anytime I'm talking about any type of real life, anytime I'm talking about relationships, anytime I'm talking about accountability, it goes nowhere. I had a video that sat there for 6 hours under review. The video sat there for 6 hours saying that it was under review. So I couldn't share the video. Nobody could see the video until they were done reviewing it. And it sat there for 6 hours from the time that I went to sleep, from the time that I woke up.
That grinds my gears. You know why? Because nobody really... Here's the thing I have with the Christian community. If you're really happy with how your beliefs are playing out in your life and you feel that your God is satisfied with how you practice, why are you so fucking mean to everybody? Like, if you're happy with your life, why are you so mean? You know what I think? And somebody pointed this out. I saw on YouTube a while ago. I think they have a very deep-seated jealousy because they want to be able to tell you, because you don't subscribe to their doctrine, that your life should be a mess, that you shouldn't be having abundance, you shouldn't be having fulfillment, you shouldn't be having balance, you shouldn't be attracting blessings. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to tell you that, but they can't tell you that.
Right.
They can't tell you that. So they're jealous. You know why? Because maybe what the fuck you're doing is working better than what they're doing.
Right.
So they're envious of you. So they got to try to silence you and shut you down. If what you're doing is working, I'm not even paying attention to what, you know what I'm saying?
You are like, a non-factor. If I'm happy with how my life is unfolding, you are a non-factor.
Why am I going to try to shut you down?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're jealous.
Don't sound like healing to me.
At all. Don't sound like turning the other cheek either.
You're jealous. They want to tell you that what you believe is not real and your life should be a mess and you should be unhealthy and unhappy and whatever. They want to tell you that.
They want
but they can't say that. So that means that the God that they say is the God of all things actually favors you and cares about you, mm-hmm. or is working in your life. That mm-hmm. God force is working in your life. So that means that something's wrong or missing in what they're subscribing to, because mm-hmm. you're not supposed to have favor. You're not supposed. So really, what is it? Is it that my crystals, my astrology, my meditating, my sun gazing, is it that I can see the tangible results right. of what I'm doing, and you over there claiming that you're faithful to a set of beliefs and a doctrine, but you really ain't seeing nothing pop from that?
Because let's not act like they wasn't following the stars to see Jesus.
Am I lying though?
No, right. Because let's not act like they wasn't following the stars to see Jesus, but you don't like astrology. Like they didn't have frankincense and myrrh, which is a resin. Oh, okay. Go off then. I mean, it's like they gonna have a real, real big issue when they figure out ain't nobody coming to save you.
It's just funny because this is where you're at right now. Like, we're here and we're gonna be there.
Right.
And you're still gonna be talking. And they're not gonna be able to silence you at all.
Ever.
And that's gonna be the bigger problem right there. I'm like, damn, you done hit a platform where she ain't going nowhere.
Right. It's like I'm the problem. So, yeah.
All I'm doing is healing one soul at a time, my baby. What do you want from me?
Right. I'm considered problematic. And let's not talk about the lady that told me that I was going to die and be killed by my lover because I have red hair, because it's against God.
What?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they come up with those.
They came up with the craziest things, like, oh, you have red hair, you're going to be raped and murdered. What? You have red hair, so you're going to be considered a Jezebel. Ma'am, I don't give my coochie to nobody. What is you talking about?
But there are people that are born with red hair.
My baby.
What are they?
My child. My child, to be exact. She had red hair.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I mean, when I tell you I had this whole woman up and down, up and down, up and down my TikTok, and when I reported her, TikTok did nothing about her. She was basically threatening my followers. She was telling them that they're going to die. And, you know, it was one of my followers who is non-melanated. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no issue with nobody. She's non-melanated. And she was there. She was like, why are you here? You're white. You're a colonizer. You shouldn't even be on this page. You don't even belong on this planet. And like going in, talking about you should die. Your children should die. TikTok did nothing about this woman and allowed her to continue to have an account. I blocked her, so I don't know if she still has an account. But yeah, and I did. I ended up making a response video to her and was very, very clear that I'm not about to play with you. Go find you something safe to do. I'm a child of Saturn. Find something safe to do.
Right.
So I'm just like, come on now. Really? She did. She was like, you're going to listen to me and you're going to just link with me, sis. We got to talk. We got to make sure we change that hair so that you thrive in love and this and that. And you know, like, girl, I am love. Stop playing with me.
Like, she gave me the vibe. She gave me vibe like, she throw blood on your fur coat.
I'm just like, child, listen. I tell people all the time, y'all go low, I dig grace. Which one you want? I don't bother nobody and I don't want to be bothered. But the moment that you bother me, there's no shutting the door until I get tired. And because I am a Capricorn, I don't get tired. I don't get tired. We work too much. We work too hard.
Sleep. Matter of fact, last thing, never mind.
Can we?
Yo,
you ain't got to drag me right now, okay? You sleep enough
don't
for both of us.
Don't sleep on it being a thin line between religious fanaticism and mental illness.
That is facts. That is facts. My best friend said they're all batshit.
Look, what you just told me about the hair and the whatever, that a lot of people are masquerading as religious, but really they just one can short of six pack. Like, yeah. You need to really sign up to get like major therapy. Like, you need some, maybe I don't even advocate for medication.
Just get the jacket.
But you need something to balance out those.
Just get the jacket.
Whatever's going on up here.
It's an illness. Something's going on. It's like,
it is. Because it's like for you to come to me, literally, when I tell you this woman came out of nowhere, I don't know you, lady. I don't know you,
you know,
lady.
I don't think she was real. Now we think about it, she don't sound like she was a real person.
Well, I mean, she had video, like, she was literally, like, she had videos to where she was opening the Bible, reading to her own understanding certain scriptures, telling women, oh, you're gonna die, you all are some Jezebels, and this is that, like, literally, like, when I tell you going in, she was stitching other people's videos, like, really just going hard in the paint on people that she had no idea, she did not know. All of her content was like, yeah, come on and get Bible study. We're going to talk about this. And the spirit God said, and I'm like.
Is that the woman that
says
she tried
spirituality? And the Bible is a whole astrology book.
That part. The Bible was the biggest book of spell ever written, if you know how to use it. Stop playing.
He said, how we get you on here? You an Instagram baby.
Mingo, what? Huh? What?
I'm just reading the comments.
He said, how?
I don't put this off. Like, we get tired on here. Get Instagram back.
Them demons, baby.
They know. They pulling my card. Who said that? Somebody probably following me. Who said that?
Oh, you a Capricorn rising? Yeah, no, I'm a Capricorn sun. My birthday is actually later this month. Yeah, the Bible is the biggest book of spells ever written. And if you know how to use it, it'll work in your favor.
Currently in Bible study. I'm in astrology 101 and Bible study. I tell people, I'm like, I don't know shit.
I'm telling you, that's going to be your ringtone when you text me. I don't know shit. It's everything.
I'm definitely like I'm not anti-Bible at all. The scriptures are, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ancient wisdom. It's just these people have distorted it and they don't really know what they're reading or what they're talking about. Like, you know, you definitely can't read the Bible, I believe, with a nursery school mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you got to get the older versions. Like, stop trying to get these new age versions where they're trying to translate shit and translate it into what it is that they want it to be. Hell no.
And even with astrology, when you read it,
exactly, they all like, everything goes really hand in hand.
The Bible in its entirety, unless you know some form of astrology.
Yep. And that's just like when my Gemini says, "What rubs me is how they expel demons with the Holy Ghost." Baby, do you not realize that half of them demons is angels? The only reason that they are called demons is because they went against the grain. Notice how when you're called a demon, if you're not doing what somebody wants you to do, when you don't do what a Christian wants you to do, you're considered a demon. It's the same concept. A lot, and I do encourage people to study demonology as well, because it's not what you think. Everybody think that there's these big badass energies that's going to just ruin your life and XYZ. No, half of them got wings and fucking halos.
What do you think about the after school Satan Club? What do you think about that?
The after school Satan Club? I mean, shit, I was supporting
about that.
I mean, I haven't heard of it, but if they're talking about demonology and who they are and how they operate and stuff like that, I would support it because people, you need to understand you need to understand all forces that you are going to come across. I do not believe in leaving children, adults, old people, whatever, spiritually ignorant. Because when you are spiritually ignorant, you are open and available for anything, especially if you are on social media.
You won't even know. You won't even be able to recognize it when you see it.
At all.
You know, they're casting a spell. You wouldn't know.
You would have no idea but from the things that people say to you.
You block yourself off from that knowledge and information because you've been demonized.
Mm-hmm. How they talking to you, certain word placements. You better listen. It's called spelling for a reason.
It's just that some people, their demons are in the driver's seat. Mm. That's just the issue. It's like everybody has low and high vibrational expressions of various energies. Some people are just more tapped in to the lower expressions of, you know, or their root chakra is more active than their crown, or, you know what I mean, their sacral is more active than their throat. Like, you can tap into any frequency of any vibrational energetic signature, right? But some people are just run by certain frequencies and that we consider to be low vibrational, and that's what we refer to as demons. I feel like you are accessing different expressions of different energy signatures at all times. Mm-hmm. Different times. There's a time when you should be more root chakra than you should be heart chakra. Mm-hmm. There's a time when you should be more heart chakra, you know what I mean, than pineal gland. It's just knowing when to exercise the energies, right, and what to tap into. I think angels, demons, they're all just vibrational energies.
Yeah, that's
and really some right. people, the angels run their life, and some people, demons run their life. It is just a matter of which you want to tap into. Mm-hmm. That's what I. What do you guys think about that?
And it's all purposeful.
It is, and it is purposeful. It's definitely purposeful. And one thing I would like to just kind of add to that, right, is where people always think that demons are low vibrational. You actually have some demons that are smarter than angels. You have some demons that'll get work quicker for you than some angels will. And they actually do. They teach learning. You have some demons that teach astrology. Like, let's be honest about it. Whenever you conjure these energies, they do tap into your root chakra. So it depends on where you are, how you feel energy as to where they're coming in and how they're coming in and what you are allowed to know, because everybody ain't allowed to know everything. But it's really about the educational aspect of it and having that balance. And some people, unfortunately, and I'm just going to use this word just because it means unknowledgeable, but some people are just really ignorant to that. The moment that they hear the word demon, they automatically reject it. But let's be clear. If in all occult sciences, when you were looking at everything, technically Jesus would have been a demon, because he was resurrecting the dead. He was turning wine, you know, water into wine. I'm just saying, he was practicing witchcraft. Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Oh yeah, Christian TikTok is not gonna. So you're saying that the exercising of magic, you're saying because raising Lazarus from the dead or transforming water into wine, which we all know is metaphoric. Right. We know all of that stuff is that was not literal. These are allegories.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. By their theology, though, by their theology of it, technically, Jesus would have been a demon.
No, based off what they said.
Right. Based off of their theology. Based off of what their thought process was. Because we know it's allegory. Like, we know that, right? But they don't know that yet. They don't know that yet.
I'm glad you said yet. You got hope.
Are you saying that because he was a rebel?
He was definitely a rebel. He went against the grain. He was definitely a rebel. Because just by all standards, technically, if it's in their theory of what he was doing, would have been witchcraft. Which in their case, they feel is demonic.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's easy to say that Jesus was a necromancer and a witch, which y'all feel is demonic. But they're not ready for that conversation. That's why they don't like me. But keep in mind, like, but understand, like, this is coming from a person who grew up in the church. When I tell you I was a PK, I was a PK who married a PK. Okay? Literally. Grew up in the church. Read the Bible front to back multiple times and was damn near an atheist until I had to learn how to work it. I'm just saying. Just being honest. They don't listen. They like to lean to their own understanding, even though the Bible said don't do that.
Definitely. It's crazy. There's a woman on TikTok. I know you guys follow her. Her whole mission is deconstruction of Christianity. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My girl.
She's bringing people out of the church.
Big Capricorn energy.
Demystifying. Yeah, her page is crazy too. Her page is bugged. She's dope. She's dope as well. And there's another woman, I forget her name, but she was saying, she's talking about how, oh man, this is people going to be mad, but she was talking about how the whole idea of the fall of Satan, Lucifer, right? How God, she felt God was the demon and the narc, because he said, you can't worship anyone but me, or something to that effect. She was talking about how she felt like Lucifer was
I know exactly what you're talking about. I literally had that conversation, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
When I said
it is touchy, because
why, I started off with saying, like, you know, religion is the foundation. Like, majority of spiritual people, we all grew up in the church, so it was our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But we wasn't supposed to just stay there. We're supposed to build on top of it.
Right.
We're supposed to learn and experience all of these different spiritual, you know, guidances, out there because it's all goes together. It's all one. So when you try to separate it, that's when you, it's like a missing piece to the puzzle. Like, you can't just stick to one form of, I guess, what, religion. Check out Buddhism. Check out,
yeah, for sure, for sure. Look, I didn't even realize it. It's 10:49. I'm not even at my house.
I'm about to get kicked out. I told my dad I read the Quran the other day, and he looked at me like, what you trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, he called me a demon.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I guess I should be wearing this either.
No, I like it.
Oh, no, it's over. I just do shit to piss people off, no. My mama went to Egypt and she brought this back for me. I'm like, you know, I'm never taking this off, right?
No. Not my children checking me. I thought I was the adult. Talking about some where I'm at. Why am I not home? I'm in my skin.
Okay.
The heck? Well,
tell them we're wrapping up.
Sheesh.
I'm just honored that you guys let me come in.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We
appreciate it. You just confirm every. Oh my gosh, you just confirmed so much.
I worry about people like what you said. You know, who are struggling with the lesson of letting go. I worry about people like that. I never want to come off insensitive, and I never want to make anyone feel disempowered, like, oh, I'm spiritually not where I should be if I can't get over this heartache. But I know that's primarily what people, that is usually the gateway that pushes people into spiritual healing, when your heart gets broken.
Because
remember, that it's breaking open.
Yeah, it is.
Now your heart is open. Whoever needed that in the chat, your heart got broken. But now it's open. It got broken open. So now you have an open heart.
Take that. That's free of charge. That's free 99.
Free 99, baby.
Most of these people y'all crying about, I don't know who I just felt like. I don't know. This maybe somebody in the chat.
Speak.
Most of these people y'all crying about.
Talk it.
They not worth the importance that you have assigned to them. I promise you that. Like, not saying that they're bad people, you know, but I promise you that if you allow, like I said, if you fall deeply in love with yourself, do everything that you've always wanted to do, go to places you want to go, read the books you want to read, just really dive into yourself. And you're going to find, you're going to connect to layers of yourself that you didn't even really know were there. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, the more you connect to self, the more love that's just automatically going to emit from you just by existing, just from being. People are going to see that. Yeah. And you're going to realize that you're on a different level at that point than you were when you met that person.
Mm-hmm.
You will be a whole different individual. So I don't know if somebody needed that. I just felt like saying that. Beautiful. Like, I don't know why.
Beautiful.
Love it. This is amazing, y'all. This was definitely monumental. And I could tell you that pretty much all of this is on the podcast. So you're going to get this live. You're going to get this on the actual podcast platform, baby.
Because you shine. What season coming up? Season 9?
No, we're ending season 9.
I mean, even if we're ending season 9, season 10.
Yeah, season 10.
I need you back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely need her back. Where the heck's in my page?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever y'all need me.
Yes. I am excited. Definitely excited.
I'm sorry. I'm so tired. I had a long day.
You are good. You are beautiful either way. The energy you brought was amazing.
They talking about tarot and astrology. And I'm like, oh, because, you know, I've been listening to you. I'm like, you're right. Like, to bring it back to what I even said when I first clicked in, like, no, I do feel like you need to know, like, the archetypes.
Yeah, you have to.
Of the cards. You know, you have to know, because it's symbolic of astrology.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why the actual symbols, the cups, the swords, you know, the pentacles, and the, air, swords, water, cups, pentacles, earth, fire, wands, okay. But you have to kind of know that all of the symbols, like, and it's going to resonate with you. So if you're asking the tarot about, you know, your boyfriend who happens to be a Sagittarius male who's giving you drama, and the tarot reader, you know this from doing tarot, it pulls a King of Wands in reverse and the Devil upright and the Tower, right, in a row, that's your situation. So the tarot reader, without knowing your situation, should be like, well, there's a fire sign male here, mm-hmm. you know, who's obviously very controlling, or yeah. you can release your connection to this male, but there is an event that's coming, right, Tower? There's an event that's coming where the whole thing is going to either be shaken up in one way, shape, or another. You feel what I'm saying? Like, right. you know, from pulling it out, right? So I feel like when I watch these tarot readers and they haven't studied, you know, that Uranus is associated with the Tower, you know, or Aquarius energy, or like I said, the Queen of, you know, the Queen of Swords in reverse is a petty gossiping bitch. Like, and you got to know, so that if you're listening to the reader, you know everybody, you know the characters in your life.
Exactly.
While she pulled the cards, so you make the association, like, oh, I've been getting funny vibes about from such and such. She pulled the Queen of Swords, that bitch is a Libra. That's who that. You got to be able to do that.
To do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the tarot reader doesn't know every detail about your life, like, unless she's, I don't know, some extreme psychic, but you know the characters in your life.
Exactly.
So you got to be able to, if you don't know, the tarot reader should explain, like, is there a water sign person or a, you know what I'm, y'all know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta study astrology to
you
do
have
shit.
To, sometimes. To understand, yeah. And I'm gonna be honest, like, I don't have the Rider-Waite deck, but it's been calling to me heavy. But what I did do was I pulled my birth chart I pulled an astrology birth chart. And it's just like, oh my God, why is this calling to me so freaking heavy? Like, I just keep seeing it. It's everywhere. And I see the cards and I'm like, oh no, stop. You don't need nothing else. Stop. But now, of course, listening to you, it is just making so much more sense, because I'm giving you these insights. I'm giving you these things of your life. I'm laying out these dang on details. Spirit is tapping me on my shoulder. They poking me in my eyeball because they like, you need to tell them this. You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense. That's monumental for me. That's also another confirmation for me. So I appreciate you.
And I would like to provide both of you complimentary chart readings.
Oh,
if you would be willing to accept that.
That'd be awesome. Of course.
Oh, I definitely would love to do that. The way typically do it is it's a Zoom MP4. It's recorded, so then you'd be able to play it back as much as you want. It's like an hour long. It's a lot of information to take in one sitting.
Okay.
So, you know, if you wanted to do it, to be live on the Zoom, that's fine. But if you couldn't, I would record it. And because I'm literally showing you your chart on the screen, I give you about 60 calendar days that you need to be aware of for you over the next like 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
I never go too far in the future. So I'm not going to be like, well, May 2026, you know. Yeah, but like the next two seasons. So yeah. This is Sagittarius, like Capricorn, Aquarius. So I would give you some dates that you need to know about for yourself. That's the third part of the reading. It's like different parts to it. So I'd like to, you know, in the near future, offer you guys complimentary chart readings.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Dope. Thank you. That is dope.
Yeah, I mean, that's the least I can do for you guys allowing me to come in. tonight.
Yes, yes. So if you can, because again, we are still recording, if you can run down your socials for us really quickly so where people know where to find you, how to find you, what's your TikTok, what's your IG, how can people get a hold of you?
Okay, so I'm Ty Phoenix 713. It's T-I-Y-E, Phoenix, just like spelled like the city, 713. All one together, no underscores, nothing. And 713 is my birthday. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crab gang. So that's it on Instagram, it's just Ty Phoenix. It's just T-I-Y-E-P-H-O-E-N-I-X. So I'm on there. And I am on Facebook and Twitter, but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not really active on Facebook and Twitter like that. I'm definitely on IG a lot. And my IG, whoever said that was like, Tyler Graham, baby, people... Because
bust you out.
People know me for other stuff.
Yeah.
Like the astrology's, like people know about the astrology. And I'm definitely more astrology focused on TikTok, but I'm known for a whole different thing on Instagram. Well, I share my TikTok videos to my astrology. My Instagram page, but see, people who said that, they know, like, I'm in the music business, which is another thing that has nothing to do with this. Like, I'm an artist on the whole, like, if you Google me, astrology might not come up, but a whole lot of music comes up. Like, people know me as an artist. That's why that person said that, because, like, people know me as a musical artist, but
not a slip.
Yeah, dude. That's
not a slip in the building.
Yeah.
A lot going on. A lot
multifaceted.
Layers, but yeah, yes. On TikTok, I'm TikTok. It's more, you know, I'm doing more like content that's around astrology and spiritual awareness. And my gram shit is for stunt.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Got it.
I'm kidding.
You're good.
But thank you guys. Don't forget, like, I really want to give you guys those chart readings.
Oh, no, that's locked.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely.
I'm like, when?
Right.
Yeah, let's set it up. Like,
absolutely.
Let me know. Like, y'all just hit, you know, whenever you, well, I'll make it happen.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I guess we're going to go on and end this here, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording on the regular cast. This will be downloaded, uploaded to YouTube. Please give us